Just when we think that perhaps, just maybe, nuclear war has been avoided, another threat pops up like acne on a steroid-addled personal trainer. It just won't go away.
Yikes.
This time, you've seen it.
You've seen it.
This time it's Russia making the threat about F-16s entering Russian airspace. Russia will regard Western F-16 fighter jets sent to Ukraine as, quote, a nuclear threat because of their capacity to carry atomic weapons. That said by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They go on to talk about how modern warplanes have been at the forefront of Kiev's demands for military aid from its Western allies as everyone's fighting back against Russia in this war that's technically over. But you've got Lavrov coming out, and he's speaking about U.S. plans, something that's been discussed a lot. We've discussed it here on the show. The White House, the Pentagon have discussed it. NATO's discussed it. And their desire to send F-16s to Ukraine. Excuse me. This is something that Zelensky's wanted. Of course, Lady Graham, his boyfriend, has wanted as well. They've been pushing really, really hard for this. We've not given the final go-ahead coming directly from us, but we have there's all sorts of stuff going on behind the scenes there. But let me just do a couple other quotes here from the story. We've got, Russia cannot ignore the ability of these aircraft to carry nuclear weapons. No amount of assurances will help here, says Lavrov. And then in the course of combat operations, our servicemen are not going to sort out whether each particular aircraft of this type is equipped to deliver nuclear weapons or not. We will regard the very fact that the Ukrainian armed forces have such systems as a threat from the West in the nuclear sphere. So you've got the Netherlands, you've got Denmark, who are kind of taking point, leading the plan to train Ukrainian pilots on using the U.S.-made aircraft as a part of an 11-nation coalition. It's going to take some time. I forget what we said. Was it 18 months?
Something like that,
16,
yeah.
18 months of training. But all this to say, you've got what Lavrov and Russian leadership are saying, and it's spicy rhetoric. Spicy rhetoric. And keep in mind, you've got saber-rattling rhetoric from Russia that arouses. I mean, this gets people, this gets rhinos and progressives off, like a drunk Lindsey Graham in a wet Speedo rubbing up against the walls of a urine-soaked hallway in a Tunisian bathhouse. These guys love this shit. Too much.
No, I don't think it was too much. I love how precise and detailed it was. That's what I liked.
It's almost like you were there.
It's like I'm here, exactly. Yes.
I mean, we've all been to Tunisian bathhouse.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Always on Thursdays.
Yes, but my point is,
Lindsey Graham is like the Ray Epps of the Ukraine laundering expedition.
Yes.
He is.
He is.
He totally is.
We're going to go in there and start nuclear war. Right. I still love the Ray Epps Ocean Gate meme. It was awesome. That was awesome. And it was, we played it the day that they were announced dead, even though they had been dead for.
And it made Tom embarrassed.
Tom had to put like extra costumes on.
I did. I was wearing glasses and a hat.
Covered. No, you
away.
Couldn't tell it was you.
Yep.
No.
Where'd Tom go?
But for some reason, as we have discussed for over a flipping year now, the U.S. and NATO are hell-bent on World War III, hell-bent on the prospect, it seems like they even want, a nuclear war with Russia. And an F-16 flying into Russian airspace is a threat to Russia, and they will act accordingly. Unlike the United States, where we have no sovereignty. You can fly whatever the fuck you want here. No big deal.
But once it gets back into international waters, don't worry, we're going to shoot you down.
We'll blow you out of the sky.
Just to show you, how dare you fly over our land.
But again, we'll button this up because we don't need to talk about Ukraine all day. But this is essentially over. Putin has gotten what he wanted. They're not pushing ahead further. They're just, hey, can we stop fucking around here? Can you stop attacking us with your personnel, your equipment, with sending Ukrainian forces money, sending Zelensky money, all of this stuff? And they continue to push ahead. The only reason you do that is because you want more out of this. And there's layers upon layers of what they get out of this and what this means and why this is all actually happening beneath that. But the point is it could stop. There's been plenty of breakpoints. We never gave an off-ramp to peace. But this is an inflection point here where Russia's kind of like, all right, we're good. And we're like, oh, but we're not. We're coming for you, bitch. Like that's
It's like, can you give us a little more sass when you say that again?
Say that again.
Yeah. But why?
One more time. Can you do that one more time?
We're coming for you, bitch.
There you go. Can you take your nails off when you say it, too?
Yeah.
Very, very world star.
Sorry, I was watching a Kevin Hart thing last night. My wife literally had to leave the bed because I was laughing so hard. She's, bless her heart, trying to sleep.
And you're shaking the bed.
I was shaking the bed. I was. It was a great, his thing was hilarious. But let's pivot here. Because in between naps and assisted bathroom trips, Biden unleashed a comical statement about the war in Ukraine. Here's what he said.
Essential threat of accelerating climate change. It's real. It's serious. We don't have a lot of time. It is the single greatest threat to humanity.
Here we go.
It's only by working together that we'll prevent the worst consequences of climate change from ravaging our future and that of our children and grandchildren.
All right, so I think that was the wrong clip, but
what?
Putin did say, or excuse me, he said Putin's already lost the war. There's no possibility of him winning the war in Ukraine. And like we were just saying before that clip, Joe, the war in Ukraine is over. The world has moved on. Zelensky, your shelf life, by the way, bro, is about to expire. Taiwan's about to be invaded. China opened a spy facility in Cuba. Russia is also partnering with Cuba. Not good news for us. But they're so hell-bent. They're so committed to this. And despite the reality of the situation on the ground, it's like, nope, we're pushing ahead. We're pushing ahead. And I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. This digital dollar and central bank digital currency is being implemented in America, right here in America, as we speak. Don't be fooled. It will not benefit you. Just because it sounds convenient or progressive or new, it's not. Guys, it's not good. Act now before it's too late. The Federal Reserve's phased deployment of FedNow started on July 1st. And brace yourselves, guys. It's going to catch a lot of people off guard. A lot of people are going to lose assets, lose savings, all of that. But there is a way to legally opt out of the digital dollar. You can do it with a straightforward, entirely legal tax loophole. All you have to do is contact my friends at American Alternative Assets for a free wealth protection guide. Learn how to safeguard your wealth from a failing dollar and volatile markets with gold and silver IRAs. Dial 833, the number 2, USA Gold. That's right. Call now. It's 833-287-2465. You can see it on their screen. You can also go to protectfrombiden.com. This invaluable guide will outline precise steps that you need to take immediately to transfer your IRA or 401k into precious metals, all without tax consequences. Again, call 833, the number 2, USA Gold, 833-287-2465.